From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In our series Lost and Found Sound, we've brought you many voices. Well, today, 24-year-old Brent Runyon recalls the sounds of his brothers, father, and grandfather.
My hands aren't as big as my dad's hands. His are longer, thicker, more powerful. Of course, his hands aren't as big as his father's were. His father was a physicist and an artist. The kind of guy who just as easily worked with nuclear magnetic resonance technology as whittle a statue out of driftwood. He's become a kind of mythic figure in my family. When he died a few years ago, my dad put a picture of Grandpa Jim on his nightstand, silhouetted by a sunset, a 19-foot, 90-pound wooden canoe balanced on his head. It was taken when he was 70. My dad says, "He was tougher than I'll ever be." And as if to prove it, he just bought an 18-foot, 40-pound wooden kayak that he'll carry on his head and then paddle out into the Great Dismal Swamp in Virginia, where he lives now. When my dad was growing up in Michigan, playing in the woods of the Upper Peninsula, Grandpa Jim would call him for dinner using a loon call. That's it. Supposedly, it's something he learned from loons and Indians up on Loon Lake. My dad used the same call to bring my brother and me home from playing kickball in the cul-de-sac where we grew up in the Finger Lakes region of central New York.
And where did you learn how to do that?
From my dad. Grandpa Jim taught me how.
How did he?
He learned how from the loons and from the Indians.
That's my dad and me, sitting in the living room a year or so ago. My mom is holding the microphone.
Whistle like that in the neighborhood. And then it was time to come in to eat. And my brother learned how to do it, and I learned how to do it. And one of my kids learned how to do it, and the other one's still working on it.
Yeah, that's right. I can't do it.
Yeah.
What? Well, I don't understand how it's done, really. How is it done?
You cup your hands together.
Pointed at him when he talks.
Cup your hands together and you make these kind of big C's with your hands, and you put your hands together, put your thumbs together with a little gap in the middle, keep a little pretty good loose on the side, and you blow in gently. You can do it, Brent. Let's see what you do.
Okay, my thumbs are together, my hands are crossed like a two C's together, and I'm going to try and warm on my hands. Now they're warm, so I should be able to do it.
Yeah. That's close.
I've been thinking a lot about this, about why I can't do it, and I can't really put my finger on it. My grandfather could do it. Both of his sons can do it. My brother can do it. So why can't I?
Brent seems to think he's not related to me because he can't do it. But he'll learn in time, and he'll teach his children too. And it'll be passed on to another generation of Runyons.
The only thing I can come up with is that maybe I don't really want to do it. Maybe I like being the only man in my family who can't do it. But sometimes, when I'm sitting alone in my apartment, I practice. And I'll be honest, once I did get my hands to make that sound, but it was so low and so resonant that it scared me. It felt like my hands shouldn't be big enough, that they didn't belong to me. And when I put them back together to try again, I couldn't do it. But I've decided now that I'm really going to try and learn. So here goes.
Thank you.
I shall keep practicing.
Brent Runyon is a radio producer with Atlantic Public Media at member station WCAI in Woods Hole, Massachusetts.